Well, we're with the Morehead State head coach, Preston Spradlin. They've just announced that they are the 14 seed in their bracket, taking on the third seed Fighting Illini of the Big Ten. And first of all, Preston, congratulations. You and I talked maybe a week ago or the middle of last week, and you told me you guys were going to be a 14. So is your side business a bracketologist?
No, not at all. Not at all. First of all, thank you for having us on here. And not a bracketologist by any means, but, you know, we kept an eye on just the net rankings and teams that were punching their ticket as we enjoyed March Madness throughout last week. And obviously a good amount of upsets and teams that, you know, weren't going to be as high as us that were punching their ticket. And so all of those things, you know, kind of added up with the other metrics and things that we've got going that proved to be right, that we're a 14 seed. And so we're really excited about, you know, the opportunity and the draw that we have with Illinois.
So did you also anticipate that Illinois would be your opponent? I'm really digging deep here.
No, didn't on that, to be honest with you. We didn't dive as much into who we would play. Obviously, there was a, you know, a group of about five or six teams that, you know, the speculation and bracketology was telling, and Illinois was one of those teams. So we weren't, you know, necessarily surprised when they came across. A little surprised that we're going all the way out to Omaha to play those guys. But, you know, at the end of the day, you can't complain about any of it. You just got to be excited about the opportunity and prepare your team.
Yeah, you and I talked last week about the idea of maybe being able to play closer to home. It's a little bit of a hoof, but it isn't Spokane, at least. What do you know about Illinois so far? I know it's very early.
It's very early. Didn't even, you know, obviously watch their game today as they, you know, finished up in the Big Ten Championship, just as, you know, Selection Sunday was about to kick off. So we were busy with our own celebrations and get-togethers with our fans and friends and family. But obviously a great team, you know, anytime that you're, you know, the number two seed in the Big Ten tournament and you go on to win it, that's a huge accolade and obviously gives them a lot of momentum and confidence, just like us with our conference tournament. So, you know, look to be a big physical team, a lot of respect for Brad and his teams traditionally. You know, they're going to move the ball. They're going to share it extremely well. And they're going to defend and rebound at a high level. And so a lot of those things sound a lot like our team. And so it's going to be a great matchup.
Their backcourt is a pair of 6'6 guys. And so that's a little bit of a matchup issue. But they're talented, but so are you. And I think in that selection show, Clark Kellogg bragged about your guy, Riley Minnick, said he was one of the best players in the nation. Were you guys watching the show, and did you hear him talk about him?
You know, briefly, we were watching the show, and obviously we had a huge crowd for our watch party, and so didn't get to, you know, clearly hear everything that Clark had to say about our team, but we really appreciate it. And obviously those guys, you know, anytime you can get high praise from those guys that do that bracket reveal on CBS each and every year, those are always special comments, so we appreciate those.
You know, defense wins championships, or at least that's the old adage, and you guys play great defense, Tell the people that haven't seen you guys play a ton, are you going to, you know, junk it up in terms of the way somebody else plays? Or are you guys going to stay straight man-to-man in the things that you normally do? Talk about your defensive philosophies heading into a game with a team that you don't really know very much yet about.
Yeah, correct. We're you know, top 10 in the nation in a bunch of defensive categories. And about 4 weeks ago, you know, per the KenPom and all the metrics, we were the number one defensive team in the nation there for about 3 days. Of course, that's always a moving target with so many different games going on and stats and everything. So, no, we're not going to change up what we do. You know, this has gotten us this far, and we feel pretty good about it and how it stacks up against the rest of the country. And, you know, our man-to-man defense, our ball screen coverage, and different things that we do. Obviously, we got, you know, 4 days to prepare and get ready for a really good team, you know, so figuring out exactly what these guys do well, try to, you know, take them away from letting their guys get to their spots, make life tough on them, and try to exploit some of their weaknesses. I don't know exactly what those are just yet, but I'm confident over the next couple of days with our staff and the work they'll do, the homework and the scouting, that we'll get prepared and put a game plan together as to how we're going to attack these guys.
We did talk about this last week, but talk about now preparing your team for the drive, the travel, all of those things that go into that. What did you learn from last time about what to do and what not to do heading to an NCAA tournament?
Yeah, you know, this one's going to be different, right? You know, obviously coming off of COVID and all those things. But, you know, I think, you know, it starts with us getting prepared as a staff, and then that way that we can be obviously confidently and efficiently present to our guys what our game plan is. And then you've got, you know, a few days to build up some very specific habits that you that are going to be effective against this team, and opportunity to maybe add a few sets and tweak some things. You know, we didn't want to do any of those things leading into Selection Sunday because we had no idea who we'd play and if it would be effective. And so anything that we do moving forward is going to, you know, complement what we've done, who we are, but at the same time, it's going to be very specific and geared towards our opponent.
So talk about the celebration today. What was it like at the pub that you guys gathered at, and talk about the fans and the interaction?
Oh, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. You know, we met as a team up in our team lounge here in the arena, and had a meal together and just hung out and kind of talked to the guys about the experience of Selection Sunday and what that was going to be like. And so we got over there about an hour before the show began and, you know, signed autographs, took pictures with all of our fans. And it was absolutely, packed in there, and just an awesome atmosphere. Our athletic director spoke, our cheer, our dance. They were all there. So it was an incredible atmosphere. I got a chance to say a couple words, thanking our fans and talking about our team. We watched some highlights from the run through the championship last week there in Evansville. And then we sat down and watched the show. And as you know, a couple minutes into it, it was pretty quickly revealed who we were going to play and where. And so then there were some interviews with some media folks that were there. And now we're up in the office and, you know, getting to work, you know, getting ready for these guys.
Yeah, I'm watching that show and I'm like, I geared up. Okay, I got a whole hour here to plow through. And oh wait, they're about the fourth team mentioned. You know, all of a sudden it was over.
Yeah.
You know, for terms of, and then you know, of course, as you know, I pay attention to the Missouri Valley Conference, and right away Drake was the next one, and I thought, well, I've done all my work, I can go do something else. But the
you know, it's funny you say that. I have no idea who were even have a chance to play in the next round. You know, we were so locked in to seeing our name and then excited once we did. And so do not even know what the potentials of the next round would be or what region we're in or any of those things, to be honest with you, Harry. We'll have time to, you know, to dissect all of that down the road, but we're going to, you know, kind of, you know, tackle the challenges ahead of us right now, and that's preparing for a really good Illinois team.
Yeah, BYU and Duquesne are the next time, so that's your next two.
Okay.
I'm giving you the scouting report.
There you go.
Hey, I don't want to keep you because I know you got a lot of homework to do. Appreciate you carving out time for me this evening to talk about that. Super excited for the possibilities for you guys to go knock off a Big Ten team and then take on somebody else and get to that Sweet 16. That's what I'm hoping.
Absolutely. Well, Harry, appreciate you and all the attention and coverage that you give to the Valley schools here, Ohio Valley and the Missouri Valley. You appreciate good basketball, and looking forward to delivering on that in March Madness.
Well, I'm trying to connive my way to Omaha, so hopefully I'll see you later this week. Thursday is when the Eagles will be taking on the Fighting Illini. It should be spectacular. Preston Spradlin, thanks for your time.